24 minutes past five now, and an historic plane that helped to train pilots during World War II has returned to St Athan Air Base in the Vale of Glamorgan with its owner and the son of one of the original pilots. Tony Adderley was offered the chance to follow in his father's footsteps by the plane's current owner, David Weston. Our reporter, Paul Heaney, watched from the air traffic control tower as it touched down this morning.
De Havilland Hornet Moth landing at St Athan this morning, courtesy of its owner and pilot, David Weston. With him in the passenger seat was Tony Adderley, whose father sat in the very same cockpit, flying the very same plane 70 years ago.
A flight down here in the plane, it's the first time I've been in the plane, first time I've met David. But my father was based here in the 40s, he was a test pilot. In those days, and this is one of the aeroplanes, this actual aeroplane is one that he flew. So, very special day.
How much did that mean, sort of boarding the flight today, knowing that you were, you know, sat in the same cockpit as your father? It must have been a tremendously emotional experience.
Tears have been shed. It pains me to think about it. I mean, I've only really learnt from David recently about it. He's contacted me because it used to be in the Shuttleworth collection, and I emailed them some years ago. And then when David got the plane, he found that email, contacted me, and he's come from there, really. And he's just been an extraordinarily generous man.
What would your dad say on a day like this? He would be, I guess, very emotional and practically speechless, I suppose, to see such a magnificent aeroplane restored to its full glory.
He would. He'd love it. Absolutely love it.
Pilot and owner David Weston told me the aircraft had a little known but very important role to play in World War II.
When it was in Preston to service the first part of the war, it was on something called Scarecrow patrols, where these type of aircraft would fly out and look for submarines on the surface to, you know, charging their batteries, and then if they found them, they'd report back, and the necessary forces would then come out to try and destroy the submarines. And the colour scheme is very similar to what it would have been at the time.
We think of World War II planes, we think of Hurricanes and Spitfires and Lancaster bombers and that kind of thing. Little aircraft over there still had quite a big part to play by the sounds of things.
It did at the beginning, yes, because there was very little suitable for that type of role. So the Hornet Moths and Tiger Moths fulfilled that. And then very shortly afterwards, a lot of the Hornet Moths were dispersed to various stations to be used for communication work.
Hi there, I'm Flight Lieutenant Andy Llewellyn. I'm the Senior Air Traffic Control Officer here at MOD St Athan. It harks back to a bygone era, really. Obviously, myself as RAF personnel, for the young guys and girls training at St Athan, this is part of our culture and ethos, seeing what used to happen. Aircraft such as what we have here are part of our history as the RAF, and I think it's a vital addition, and the more aircraft we can keep in service, such as the aircraft we have at St Athan today, will only serve the RAF good in the long term.
So what does the future hold for this historic aircraft? Well, its owner, David Weston, told me there's plenty it can still achieve.
Well, it's a case of keeping it maintained so it can fly. It'd be very nice to actually restore it again and put it back into the colours of Fairey Aviation, with whom it started its life, flying between the Great West Aerodrome, which is now Heathrow, and Ringway Airport up in Manchester.
So still some future in the old girl, yes.
Yes.
Sounded fantastic, didn't it? And that's our reporter Paul Heaney having that fantastic day.